أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, day number 15 of the blessed month of Ramadan, and what better way than to look at the tradition of the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he gives us further guidance and inspiration of the noble Quran. And all of these traditions that we have been going through over the past 2 weeks and that we will continue to go over until the end of this blessed month are a means for us to get closer to the Quran, to pay more attention to its recitation, to its understanding, and to obviously the ultimate, which is the application of the verses of Allah within our lives. Today in the tradition, we see how the Prophet compares or contrasts even the words of Allah to all other creations of Allah that exist, and shows us the importance of the noble Quran and the lofty status of the words of Allah which are embodied within this book that he has sent down from the heavens to earth for a guidance for all of humanity. And in this tradition for today, the noble Prophet mentions the following. He states, "The superiority of the Quran over the rest of words is like the superiority of Allah over his creations." We know that in this world, as we say, that talk is cheap. You know, people tend to speak things that they know, things that they don't know. Many books are written, probably thousands and thousands of books are printed every day around the world. Millions of pages of knowledge, of information are consumed, whether it be physically or digitally. And we live in this information age when knowledge and information is being transferred at the speed of, you know, an unbelievable speed that only, you know, that nobody really knows actually the quantity of it, such a, probably a high number. Whether it be websites created, articles written, blogs, video creation, whatever the case may be, there's so much knowledge and words and information being passed around the world at lightning speeds. But the Messenger of Allah in this beautiful tradition shows us that compared to all of those words that are in existence, that are being created, that are being written, that are being thought about and put on paper or digital form, that the Quran has a status which is much greater than all of these words put together. And to give us a better understanding of the status of the Quran, the Messenger of Allah compares it to Allah over all of his creations. So yes, the human being is, as Allah calls us, the greatest of creations. And we have animals and we have the, you know, the nature that is around us, the mountains, the trees, the birds, all of the animals. But obviously all of these pale in comparison to Allah, who has brought all of these things into existence. So no matter how beautiful a mountain is, or a peacock, or anything else in creation, but we look at the Creator metaphorically and understand his beauty is much greater than his creations. His power is much greater than that which he has given to his creations. His majesty, his nobility is much greater than everything that he has put on this earth and within this universe. And similar is the Quran, that many people speak, many people say beautiful words. Many people give, you know, beautiful oratory speeches and lectures and seminars and discussions, and poets who write with the pen write beautiful words, and scholars who write treatises on religion or other topics write amazing books and works that we all benefit from. But ultimately, all of these pale in comparison, and they have to pale in comparison in our own hearts, to the words of Allah within the Quran. Because Allah, in short passages, he can convey, and he does convey, oceans of knowledge. He will take a simple concept and put it within the Quran in such a way that we may spend weeks or months or maybe even years trying to understand that so-called simple concept. And so through such beautiful passages, you know, through such short chapters, let's say as Surah Al-Kawthar, the shortest chapter of the Quran, or Surah Al-Baqarah, the longest chapter of the Quran, Allah brings forth concepts and notions and ideas and beliefs that are far surpassing anything which a human mind can ever conceive and imagine and think about. And so in this blessed month of Ramadan, as we are connecting back to the Quran, let us read and reflect and think upon the content of what we recite on a nightly basis, and do our best to take at least one or two lessons at the minimal from what we read and try to implement those lessons and teachings of morality within our day-to-day lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.